Yes, it is. It's time to spend time together, looking at our help meet role and figuring things out and making sure we're suitable. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, geraldandyvette.com, and I'm a help meet suitable. So yes, this one's gonna be good. And yeah, I was not gonna do the herbal tea when I wasn't even finished with my green smoothie. I was not finished. I'm doing a detox and I haven't finished my green smoothie today. So I've got a sip today. So I'm Yvette Benton and I'm a help meet suitable and I'm sipping green stuff. It's kale in here, spinach in here, apple. I don't know what else because Benton made it. Have to chew. Yeah. We're help meets that are suitable. There you go. All right. I probably shouldn't be drinking this or else there's probably going to be stuff in my teeth. Uh-oh. Don't laugh if I get stuff in my teeth. All right. That's the agreement. Okay. That's the agreement. All right. So there's a lot we need to do. And no matter what time you're watching this, there are always things we need to do to remain suitable. So I was just looking through the book. And then I got to the workbook. So for whatever reason, God has us in the workbook the last few days. Do you have your book? Do you have your workbook? Okay, I need you to get it. I need you to get it on our website, geraldandyvette.com, because we've got some work to do. We've got some work to do. I often talk about creating an atmosphere that's conducive for deliverance. Creating an atmosphere. That's a term really God gave me. Holy Spirit said this atmosphere needs to be conducive for deliverance. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. The Holy Spirit was like, but I'm going to show you. So a conducive atmosphere is a home that's conducive for a king. A home that has an atmosphere that's fit for your king. Is your atmosphere fit for a king? Because you are the atmosphere setter. Oh, let's green tea sit. I mean, whatever y'all sit. Oh. You're. Can't get that down as fast as the sparkling juice. You're the atmosphere setter in your home. So if it's not conducive, Holy Spirit's going to be whispering, get this done. Get that done. Take care of this. Take care of that. Because you're the atmosphere setter. So we've talked about that before, but is your atmosphere conducive for a king? We got to know that it's got to be conducive for a king. Some of those things are anointing your house. Some of those things are decluttering the house. Some of those things are smells. We've talked about some of those in other sips and tips, but the atmosphere must be conducive for a king. He must feel like a king. There are things when I see my husband a little bit stressed or, you know, getting a little frustrated, I change the smell in the house. I put on I like candle wax. That's just me. I don't do regular candles, but I do like the candle wax to change the smell in the house. It changes the way he is, the way he feels, it changes the way he responds to things instantly. So if I run out of those and I start to see some things change in him, the atmosphere is not conducive for the king. The king needs his atmosphere set because he's got to be the one to cover. He's got to be the one to hear from God. Now, when he wasn't in position to hear from God, I was still changing the atmosphere because he needed the atmosphere conducive for his deliverance. Same thing. It's the same thing. So how are you setting an atmosphere? Or have you even considered you're the atmosphere setter? Because he's a king. He's the priest, prophet, and king. So he needs to be treated as such. Which includes his palace. Oh. I said palace. Does your house feel like a palace to the king? Including his help me, treating him like one? this is help me sip and chew. Sip, tip, and chew. Well, I'm working on it. All right, so last week we talked about Ephesians. And so I'm in the workbook. I'm in the workbook today. I'm in our workbook. And get your workbook out. You need it. Things are shifting and changing. And just so you know, helpmates that are suitable adapt with the seasons. And the season is changing. So we've got to keep up. There's some things that I was doing before and God was like, you don't need to do that now. Do this. Oh, okay. Okay. Holy Spirit's going to know what he needs. So let's get it together. Shift. You got to shift with God. Can't be in last season praying last season prayers, decreeing last season declarations when new things are happening. Behold, all things have become new. If we want new things, God may have us do different things in this new season. But that's another tip and another sip. All right, so Ephesians 5 and 33. The first part is the responsibility of the husband. Now, let me clarify something. The responsibility of the husband does not negate the responsibility of the wife. God just gave both of us roles. So even if your husband is not meeting his role, God is only holding you accountable for your role. So let's throw that off the table, because a lot of people will say, well, he's supposed to. He is, no doubt. And let God deal with that. We're not even going to go there. But what's our responsibility? Okay. And the wife. So this is Ephesians 5, 33 in the Amplified Version. I'm going to part B because we just need to cover. This is help me tips and sips. So we're covering our responsibility. A wife must see to it that she respects and delights in her husband. Now, people are going to say, she always talks about that. Well, maybe if we do it better, maybe if we do it more often, Holy Spirit won't have me keep going back. I said we. I just you. Sip. Why does Holy Spirit keep telling us about that? If we're doing it well. Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. If we were doing a good job, we probably wouldn't get, and I'm not saying all of us, but probably most of us, because he keeps bringing it up. And just so you know, I'm not making this up. It's in the Bible. I didn't want to do it either. Can I clarify? Can I be transparent? I didn't think it was necessary. I didn't think my husband deserved it. God said he didn't care what I thought. Oh, wait. Oh, Jesus. God said, this is not about you deciding what you're supposed to do. I decide what you're supposed to do. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're the Lord of my life. Sip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. She respects and she delights in her husband. This is hard to do. I think I'm kind of done with the green tea, the green smoothie for now. Y'all, I don't think I'm able to do that, but okay. Y'all sit for me. Okay. The wife must see to it that she respects and delights in her husband, that she notices him. Now, we're talking about an atmosphere, all right? An atmosphere that is fit for a king, conducive for a king, conducive for deliverance. Your atmosphere. You want to know what it looks like? You want to know what it sounds like? You want to know what it feels like? Ephesians 5:33. Clean workbook. And there's plenty of space for you to start writing what you're going to change and what you're going to do now that you haven't been doing. Okay, we're all going to get better. It says, she notices him. Now, when he comes home, is it just business as usual? Now, I understand if you're right in the middle of something, but acknowledge your king. Because when a king walks into any place, people stop and acknowledge. Stop and give honor. Now, we don't have to go crazy. Like, if you are in the middle of working and you're dealing, like, I do one-on-one counseling. So, when I'm doing counseling, I can't stop in counseling. Well, some of my mentees know. Sometimes I do, and I have to, I say, excuse me, and they're fine with it. They're my mentees, and they understand that the general, our king, my king, has come in the building, and they don't mind when I stop. But other people, when they are, you know, I'm in the midst of a session, I wait till the session is over, but I get up or I call him because I'm in another part of the house and I acknowledge that he's home because he's the king. All right. We notice him. We prefer him. We treat him in a loving concern. We treasure him. Woo! We honor him and we hold him dear. All of that. Now tell me that a household where all of this is happening is not fit for a king. Oh yeah, that's fit for a king. That's a king's atmosphere. That's a king's household. That's why my king lives. My king lives in an atmosphere where he's honored and preferred and he's treated in a loving way and he's treasured and I hold him dear and I respect him and I delight him. And someone is saying that list is long. Mm-hmm. Because he's a king. The list is long, but my king has lots to deal with, lots to do. And when he was needing deliverance, this was so important. I added anointing more often, prayers more often, but things have to happen in order for the atmosphere to change. Like I said, I put a lot of lines so that we can say, okay, what are some of the things you can do to honor, to treat him well in your house, to change the atmosphere? Because I don't want to hear that you're separated. I honestly don't even want to hear if you don't even know where he is, because that's what happened to me. God said set the atmosphere when I didn't know where he was, when he wasn't taking my calls. That was actually the time he spoke to me about the atmosphere the most, because he said, when I send him back, when he pops up, when he comes over here, this atmosphere is not conducive for deliverance, not conducive for a king, so get it together now. Don't wait for him to be here, because then he'll come in and the atmosphere won't be right. How about that? I'm just saying what happened to me. I'm just talking about what happened to me. So while I'm married, I set a conducive atmosphere. When I was separated, I could set a conducive atmosphere. If I'm a helpmeet that's suitable, I set a conducive atmosphere. Because guess what? The scripture that my husband was referring to earlier on the mountain, when we were talking earlier, was Proverbs. Let me see. Proverbs 13. I want to make sure it's the right one. Proverbs 14:1. Every wise woman builds her house. That's the sub tip. But the foolish one tears it down with her own hands. That means we have the authority to build it up, and we have the foolishness, the possibility of enough foolishness to tear it down. So I had to take responsibility and say, oh, because of my ignorance, I called it that because I didn't know. But that didn't mean the devil was going to sit back and go, oh, she didn't know she was supposed to build her house. She didn't know she was supposed to cause an atmosphere that's conducive for a king. She didn't know. She didn't know she was supposed to respect him before he deserved respect. She didn't know, so I won't bother her. Oh, that didn't happen. That's not happening for you, and that's not happening for me. Satan is not sitting back waiting for you to get revelation about your responsibility, about your role, about the word of God. He's going to take access to your house. He's trying to take access to your house through the fact that you are ignorant of your responsibilities. Now, here's where we are. We study to show ourselves approved, and we say, oh, no, not this house. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to help me that's suitable. My atmosphere is conducive for a king. So when he's here, he knows he's in the palace. When he's home, he's treated like a king. There's no need to be anywhere else when you're treated like a king. There's no need to go into drugs and alcohol. There's no need. We got to get some deliverance. Now, it doesn't all happen instantly. Some things do, because God is just God. But some things take time. Guess what? In my case, it took years. Years. But it doesn't matter. Because it was worth it. Every bit of it. Painful. Difficult. Frustrating, worth it. The atmosphere was conducive. So what's your atmosphere like in your house? Uh-oh. Because you're suitable. Treat him like a king. He'll start acting like one. Now, should he do these things for you prior to you doing all this? Absolutely. He's supposed to treat you like Christ. He's supposed to love you like Christ loved the church. Yes, he is. And God will hold him accountable for not doing that. Trust me, he will. But that's not your responsibility to do. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. He'll repay. That's not for you to deal with. You're dealing with you. Help me. Because God was like, you're over here having a problem with the fact that he doesn't treat you like Christ loves the church. But you're not treating him like I asked you to treat him in that same scripture. Oh, Jesus, I wish I had some sparkling juice. But I wish I had some sparkling juice right now. You worrying about Ephesians 5:33a, and God's holding you accountable for Ephesians 5:33b. Get yourself together with the B. Do what B says and let God deal with A. Because he's A. He's the head. He's A. You're B. Mm-hmm. God loves you equally, but he's the head. And since he's the head, you let God deal with him. But you set an atmosphere because you're a wise woman. See, a helpmeet that's suitable is a wise woman. And a wise woman what? Builds. Say, I build my house. Because I'm not going to allow anything to tear it down. Why would I be foolish and allow the enemy to help me, allow myself to help the enemy tear my house down? Oh, no, no, no. No. Again, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you. My Lord, I want to be in right standing. When God says build, I build. When God says conducive, I make it conducive. When God says handle this, yeah, I built my house. I built my house. You build your house. Yes. I'm going to build my house. That's Proverbs 14:1. I'm going to understand Ephesians 5:33. If we got to keep doing sips and tips on Ephesians 5:33 and Proverbs 14:1 until we get it, then that's what we need to do. Study those scriptures. When you want to ask questions, this is what you do. I want to ask, why do I have to? Oh, let me look. Ephesians 5:33. Yeah, that's why. Why should I have to? Proverbs 14:1. That's why. Oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. That's why, because I'm a wise woman. And I'm building. Mm-hmm. I'm a wise woman and I built my house. So my house has an atmosphere. If my husband needs deliverance, if my husband needs salvation, if my husband needs to feel better about himself, if my husband needs some self-esteem, if my husband needs prayer, if my husband needs support, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm bringing it to the house. Because I'm the atmosphere setter. Because I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And I'm setting an atmosphere for a king. Now, I want you to look for the remainder of this week. Because you've got some end of the year goals as a helpmeet. I know you do. I know you do. Because that's how you stay suitable. But your end of the year goals, look around your house. And make sure it's conducive for a king. And write in your workbook. Okay, these are the types of things. Ask God. What do I need to do to change the atmosphere of this home? Ask God. If you're already doing it, what do you need to continue? What do you need to upgrade? What about the shift in the season? Because I'm telling you, there's a shift in the season, and God has me doing some things I wasn't doing before. Check it. So go around your house and say, God, am I missing something? Is this house conducive? If it is, high five. If it's not, get it together. And make sure you're suitable and it stays high five. Because you don't want to miss if there's a shift and you're doing the same stuff from yesterday and your king needs something new. Oh, now I would drink some more, but nope. Make that atmosphere conducive for a king. I'm going to call you the atmosphere setter. Setting a home that's conducive for a king. I like that. So let me see. Here's your assignment. Get in the workbook and think of three things that you can do to improve. You may already be doing a great job. Get better. You might be doing an okay job. Get to great. You might not be doing a good job at all. Wink, wink. Don't tell everybody. Don't put it down. But get yourself together. You can do this. You can do it. Because you're an atmosphere setter who builds her house. So build your house. Take care of some things now so the enemy won't catch you slipping. Get better. All of us need to get better. All of us can get better. I was looking at some stuff today and I was like, Lord, you want me to? Yes, conducive. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be conducive because I'm not going to miss out. And neither is my king. Neither is my king. I honor him now that he's delivered, in position, a provider, a prophet, a king, a man of God, a kingdom man. I treat him the same now as I treated him then. I may not do the same things because he needs a different help me, but I treat him with the same honor as I did once I got my deliverance, because it doesn't matter to God. It doesn't matter to God. He wants us to give him honor. No matter what. All right. This was a nice time together. I have a green smoothie, but it's too much chewing to do my sip and tip. I got to have something quick. So, oh yeah, I'll be back with my sip and my real sip, Lord Jesus, my sparkling juice. I don't even know which one I'm going to have because I'm so excited to think about it. But I'll be back with my sparkling juice. And have you been meeting me at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for prayer for the kings? We got to pray for these kings. We got a little bit more time in this year. We got to take care of some business. And you know what? His house will be conducive. I might have to pray for the king's house, the king's palace. Let me ask Holy Spirit what he wants. Let me ask Holy Spirit. But all right, ladies, thank you for being with me. I just love our help meet time. I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet. Book and workbook set. Now, did you write in your journal, I build my house, and put your information? I build my house. You need your journal. This is what we use for tips and sips to keep a record of what we've agreed to. What did we declare? What did we tell God? What did we promise God? What did we say we were going to do to stay suitable? Right here. It's right here. We knew it. So get your journal to make sure you can continue to reflect on being suitable. Are you reflecting? Oh, I don't know. I need to make sure you're reflecting. All right. So if you didn't declare, I build my house, I want you to declare it right now. And make sure you check your home. And make sure your atmosphere is conducive for your king. Call him a king. Treat him like a king. And then expect him to act like a king. I'm a witness. I am a witness. Thanks for being with me. So go to geraldandyvette.com, get your book and your workbook, and get suitable. And be prepared to treat your king like a king and set that atmosphere appropriately.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you. You can't be both.